Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, Tom, we're going to start things off, as we always do, with a check on the livestock futures here today. And, well, livestock was higher today.
Yes, they were, Dave. Now, we did see some two-sided trading. There was moments this market looked like it was having some problems to the downside, but it managed to come back. We saw almost all live cattle and feeder cattle contracts make new high for the current move to the upside, which still puts your live cattle highest they've been since early November, feeder cattle highest they've been since early January. Box beef continues to go up strong, third straight day, choice up 259, selects up 248 on a movement of 94 loads. So on the cattle killed day, estimated at 111,000 head. On the close today, April live cattle 82 cents higher, June cattle 42 higher, April feeders were up 67 cents, May feeders up 97 cents, and April lean hogs 57 higher.
We will check the grains when we come back right after this.
Wheat Watch 2016, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. This 2016 hard red winter wheat crop in Oklahoma looking great. More potential in it than perhaps any time in recent years. And Dr. Jeff Edwards of Oklahoma State University says there's some things you can do as a manager of your wheat crop to make sure that you get the most production possible.
There's so much we can do with the wheat crop in terms of timely application, fungicides, fertilizer, weed control. You're going to have that cost. So why not get the most bang for your buck with a timely application? With fungicides, you know, if you're going to split those applications, the first one needs to be about jointing or just thereafter. The second one, after the flag leaf is fully extended. That flag leaf application is a pretty narrow window, so there's nothing wrong with kind of making plans for that now and pulling the trigger if you need to in the spring.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about grain futures now. And, well, the wheat, the corn were lower, but the soybeans had a good day.
Well, soybeans came back. Now, we did see all these markets under pressure the early part of the session and in the overnight trade also. As we saw at the end of the day, our wheat and our corn did trade and close negative. Soybeans spent the big part of the day trading negative, but managed to come back and close on the positive side. Technical buying, as there was no really fresh news out there. We did see today Egypt bought 240,000 metric tons of wheat. It came from France, Romania, and the Ukraine. On the close today, we saw May and July KC wheat both down 5.25 cents. May Chicago wheat closed down 6.5. May corn down 0.25 cents. December corn was down 0.75 cents. May soybeans closed 2.5 cents higher today, with November up 2.25 cents, and May cotton 8 points higher.
Now for Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.